had to tell you something.
Yeah.
How much time do we have? How much time have this? Oh yeah, like 30 minutes. With this one extra. Okay. So in Argentina, right? My parents, they had a small clothing store.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember you telling.
And
the sweatshop?
Yeah, the sweatshop,
yeah,
where I worked at.
The brand, check it out.
And I, for the longest time, I thought that we were poor and broke because we had a tiny ass apartment, and all my friends, they had like mansions and penthouses,
yeah,
and all sorts of like, because I went to a rich private school.
Yeah.
And like, we lived in a small apartment that's filled with cockroaches and,
yeah,
and rats. My, we had like no, and it was like above our shop. It's one of those.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
damn,
we,
okay.
Yeah, it's really crappy quality. I went back there 10 to 15 years later and saw it. I was like, damn, this is a piece of shit. I can't believe I lived here. And so I always thought we were poor.
Yeah.
And you know, my parents were like, oh yeah, even though we made like 30k, we used 29k to send you to guys to school.
Wow.
That's the mentality that I, like, that I had.
Wow,
they never we don't talk about money. We're like, don't worry about money, you know, this is like given. So I asked my mom, hey mom, like, how much money do we make in Argentina? She's like, oh dude, back then we had like our own business, you know, we had a boat, like a small fishing boat, like a motorboat.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a boat. We would go like to I guess we would go to, we did used to go to like country club, but it's not really a club where you have to be exclusive. It's just a nice little
nice place community center,
kind of far. So we would all go there every Sunday, have barbecues, stuff like that. So like, but that's like everyone in Argentina does that.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, okay, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I think we would make like $1 million every year.
Huh?
I was like, what the fuck?
$1 million or a million?
Million. Like, I asked, yeah, that's what I asked. Dollars or pesos? I'm like, about dollars.
What?
I'm like,
bro,
holy fuck, mom. How come my only toys was like Play-Doh? And like, that's because she stopped buying me toys after I was 5 years old. So I, like, my Play-Dohs, I was like, I have to make new toys out of that. It's like, okay, Charmander's getting an armor now. I was like, he would not buy me Charizard, so I would have to make him wings. You know, that kind of shit.
Evolution.
Yeah, that's like my kind of deal. I was like, what the fuck? How come I couldn't get any nice clothes? How come like I would never get what like you know, for soccer you need to get like the
knee pads.
I didn't even have knee pads and like shin pads.
Yeah.
She's like, John, I'm gonna get you those knee pads, like very thin. They are. But so she bought me volleyball knee pads. So they're like big ass pillows for my knees.
You just hit everyone.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. I was like, mom, what happened? How come all my friends lived in castles and penthouses? How come we have like this crap car? How come we couldn't like have AC on? And she's like,
yeah.
How do you think we got $1 million?
By saving. But I mean, people don't even generate $1 million.
Like, I know.
That's not an explanation. So where did it all go? Where is it, dude? Is it in a safe somewhere?
Like, from what? I didn't ask that because I kind of didn't want to know. I felt like the answer was too painful to know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but
we gave it to your sister, John.
my dad had like, I just know my dad like kept on giving like money, a lot of money to my grandparents.
Okay.
So just expected,
he probably still has it.
I don't know.
No?
For the sake of the podcast, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
And for the sake of the podcast, my dad does not make it 10k a month.
Okay. We'll cut it out. Oh, that sucks, dude. That's where all the money went? Oh, man, that's horrible.
Yeah, dude, my dad has a gambling problem.
Oh, dang, yeah.
You know, that kind
dang,
of shit.
Yeah. Then he gambled, but yeah, on stocks.
Yeah, yeah, but I think that was good value. You know, like thinking that I was poor.
Dude, I honestly thought about doing that too, like my future kids.
Yeah.
Like grow up in Compton and stuff. Grow up, be like, we're the hood. You gotta work now. Stand on that corner.
Hire people to bully your son all the time, and people to rob your house.
Yeah, like yeah. 15 years later, we moved to Seattle or something.
But yeah, it does give your kids like good foundation to work on, yeah. And I think they must have earned this way of like living, because my mom, she used to be live in the countryside, and then my dad, he was like broke as fuck. So like, by me, so they probably put me and my sister and my brother in their shoes back when they were young.
Yeah.
And so like that kind of like helped us develop into better beings.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but
you need to get values.
If only I knew I was rich.
Yeah, like that'd be so like amazing just to know. At least it's like, yeah, we're living broke right now, but we're rich. Like, so you're chilling.
Yeah, dude. So like all schools, our school had like a candy shop or like, you know, little booth where some snacks. And everyone, like in Argentina, everyone, like all my friends, they'll come to school with credit cards. This was like 20 years ago. Oh no, this was like 17 years ago. They would come
with credit cards. That must have been hella rich school then.
It was a private school.
Wait, kids had credit cards?
Dude, their parents, they had their parents' credit card and would just slide it all the time.
What the heck? Okay.
And then I remember for me, my mom would only give me one peso.
That's nothing, right?
That's like back. Now there's a lot of inflation, but 2005, 1 peso was like a dollar was like 7 times greater than a peso.
So you had like 15 cents.
Essentially, yeah.
Like, but that doesn't. Can you get anything with 15 cents?
Yeah, you could get like 2 cups of Coke. Not even a can of Coke. You get a cup.
It's not that bad though. Wait.
Yeah. It's not.
But it's not that. Yeah. It's like.
And then my mom, she would be like super cheap because sometimes she'd go to the office for paperwork, and I catch her by surprise like, hey mom, can I borrow some money? Like of course. And she's like, honey, I only have 25 centavos, like little cent, like Argentinian cents.
Oh my god.
Here you go. I'm like, god, this will only give me half a cup of Coke.
This sucks. What? That sucks.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
She probably had way more, right? In another pocket, she had like at least like 20,000 pesos. And she's like, oh, I can only give you one. That's the ultimate flex to your kid.
How would you find out? How would you feel if you find out you were rich?
That'd be awesome. At this point?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. I'd be like, oh, crap. Like, just, I don't know. Like, I feel like it's more chill. But, you know, like, I'm not poor, like, poor, so I don't feel like, I don't know. Yeah. I came up with my Maserati, so you know what I'm saying?
You have, like, the opposite lifestyle of mine. You're not wealthy, but you're inside of your house. It's like, you look like you're wealthy.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas,
it's so weird, yeah. I would rather live the other way, though, because it's, like, so fake, you know?
In Argentina, like, I knew, I didn't know I was rich, but...
You felt super broke.
Yeah.
Can you show me a picture? Do you have a picture of the house?
I'll send you a picture of it in Google Maps of the outside.
Okay.
But
does that have like caution tape around it? They use it for like every year's like haunted house.
Dude, it's pretty trashy.
It's crazy. What the heck?
But what else? What else? What else?
So you lived with like cockroaches and everything?
Dude, that's my job in my house, because my job in my house would be to pick up the dead cockroaches that my dad would always be poisoned, and like he'd pay me like 25 cents like just to pick this big ass cockroaches. And the cockroaches are like the size of my phone.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know what it is with third world insects, you know?
They're just like,
yeah, they're thriving, dude. They're thriving. Like ants in like Pakistan are like this big.
Dude.
Ants. It's so weird. Every ant looks like a queen ant. I'm like, oh, there's so many queens. All the queens live here. And they can fly too. Oh, this is crazy.
Yeah, I remember in Argentina, like, there would be like no dirt at all, but ants would somehow be living in the walls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in cement. I'm like, what the hell are you guys eating? But then a lot of people do litter in Argentina.
Oh, okay. Is it pretty dirty, like on the ground and everything? Like, people throw stuff on the streets?
Yeah. Oh, dude. So, in Argentina, where I lived, there's no trash cans because a lot of people live on top of stores.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, at least in my strip, in my street. So... people would not have... We don't use trash cans. So what we do is, like, we have a designated spot where, like, two times a week, we throw all of our trash in that corner, and then the trash collectors come.
So it's still trash collectors. Okay.
Yeah, but it'll be like, oh, you see that palm tree in the middle of the square? That's where we throw all the trash at, and then trash collectors come.
Okay, okay. Did it look super dirty, or like, I don't know.
Well, it felt normal.
I felt normal. Okay.
But coming here and then going back, it's like, it's...
Like, yeah. Would you have bags, and you would put it at the palm tree?
No,
throw everything.
A lot, normal people did. You know, Koreans, we like to reuse our bags and save our bags. It's like, this is money. So we throw the trash down there.
And then my gosh. What the heck? That must be stinky. It's crazy.
My God. Yeah.
Did people, like, piss on the streets, too?
Yeah dude.
It's kind of like...
Well, a lot of people pee in the street. Like the homeless problem is getting so much worse in my city.
Really?
Yeah, because if your city or county doesn't provide, what's it called?
Housing?
Sheltering? Homeless shelters?
Yeah.
Then they can't kick them out of places like parks.
Damn, that sucks. Why doesn't your city provide it? Is it?
Your city doesn't provide either.
True, but there's no broke people.
I know. Yeah, it takes a while for them to move from my city to your city.
Okay.
But we have a creek, you know, so they get free water. There's turtles there, probably, that they eat.
Oh, yeah, true.
People are, like, feeding the fishes? No, they're feeding the homeless.
Don't feed the homeless. Oh, man. Yeah. I know, like...
Yeah, and then, you know, they break the locks to go to restrooms in the park, so then they have, you know, they're kind of hooked up there.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, people over there pee on the parks and public spaces like they do here, but over there they're more crude.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're more racist too, right?
They're openly racist. Over here, people are like secretly
closet racist.
Yeah, closet racist.
Other people voted for Trump.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
They say that they voted for someone else, but they voted for Trump.
Yeah, I voted for
Hillary Clinton.
What for Bernie?
Trumps.
That white guy that's old. Okay. But not the one with orange hair. Okay.
Yeah. For example, like even now, like we all hear stereotypes, right?
Yeah.
But we don't act upon those stereotypes. Over there, they think it's kind of funny to like act on it, because I don't know if it's the Spanish language, or maybe it's the culture over there, or maybe it's a guy thing, because even though girls did it too, yeah, it's just funny to like to pick on someone else. I think it's because they know that they're being picked on by other by other countries.
Yeah.
That they're like, man, we're picked on, we're getting screwed over, so you know, it's time for us to make other minorities feel bad.
Okay. It's like that bully mentality, like that bully gets beat by his dad at home.
Yeah.
By his drunk dad.
Yeah, this isn't strange. Like when I came here to America, like I of course experienced bullying, and I saw bullying on TV. But I'm like, this is not bullying. Get a brick thrown in your face. That, you know, that's bullying.
That's crazy. Brick.
Yeah.
Would you get a brick thrown in your face?
I'll get pine cones because they were like.
Pine cones.
After one kid got hurt by a bridge, they made sure.
These are dangerous.
This is your toy now. Like, they'll be all around.
Dad'll be like, I can't give you bricks anymore.
Dude, my campus was an old golf course, so there would be like nice hills. Everything would be nice.
Okay. Just pine cones everywhere?
Yeah, because it's a golf course. But yeah, so I would get those thrown at me. I would be jumped all the time. I would be called out all the time.
You get jumped all the time?
Yeah. If you know Asian girls, you know they're fetishized everywhere, right?
They're fetishized.
And like if you're a girl and Asian at the same time in Argentina, like it's kind of normal for them to like disrespect you and call you and like cat call you at the same time, like, hey chick, why don't you suck my mama, like sexy mama, mommy was so. Come and stroke my dick with your chesting or something like that. Like, bro, how's about your dick?
Do I need them? Do I need them? Is that what I need you?
I'll bring my microscope as well.
Yeah. Damn. That sucks. Did your sister get a lot of bullying then? Probably, because she's older than you, right?
Probably.
Damn. That sucks.
But I won't know much about my sister because we didn't hang out much. Okay. But, you know, being Asian, yes, everyone gets bullied there. Mm-hmm. But here in America, let's talk about how great America is. You know, like, I don't get much. I do get bullied, but like it doesn't hurt really.
Yeah.
Because it's all, oh, dude, you're so fat that when you get out of the shower, you're still kind of dry in some places. Like, oh shit.
That's
kind of true. It's true. You know,
like really? I'm always super wet. Yeah.
I could lose a couple of pounds. You know? Yeah. That's like my like how it
that's
is
pretty
here.
Funny. It's like it has some truth to it.
Yeah.
It's not like just throwing things at people.
Yeah, it's like you eat dogs. Like that's like so stupid.
Like I would like
if there was a restaurant.
What type of seasoning do you put on it?
But the most amount of bullying I get here is at my church from other Koreans, and that shit hurts.
Really?
Yeah, but
why do they not accept you as Korean or something?
Yeah,
that sucks. Can you give me an example?
It's like Bobbish Koreans too. It's like, yeah, Jeonu, you're still you're not Korean enough for us to be here. I'm like, you're not Korean enough that you're the only guy attending the English service. So.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, there's English service and Korean service.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, that's kind of valid too. They definitely have something on you because like you don't attend their service, I guess.
I guess because I'm such an easy target because when I have an accent. I was really shy and not confident back in high school. And
these people are all from high school?
Well, I stopped going after high school.
Also, you don't go there
once
anymore.
Once I started college, I was like, fuck church, you know, fuck everything. Yeah, you know, yeah. Fuck y'all.
I found a new church.
I'm starting a new church. And
the Church of Johnology.
One where like I'm the pastor and y'all have paid me $10 for offering instead of $1. You know, y'all are being cheap.
Dang.
I was an easy target, and so they just preyed on me.
We don't go there anymore, so it's chill, right?
Yeah, my mom was like,
she always tells you like Johnny should go.
Yeah, and then I'm, and then she's like, I promise you that I'll help you find a Korean girlfriend there.
Dude, like, that sounds just like that show.
Which one?
Oh, King's TV.
Oh yeah.
Trying to go to the church to find a good Korean boy.
Yeah, my dad was also calling her, and he was like, "Hey, do the kids go to church?" And she's like, "No, not anymore." I was like, "Why?" It's like, "Oh, well, he was going to a Korean church club in college, and now that it's over, he just hasn't had the time." And he's like, "How will he find out my Korean wife?"
I just imagine your dad sobbing very, very manly. Alright, see y'all later.
Wait. We forgot to plug in the sponsor. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Oh, we're doing it at the end of the episode?
Well, we forgot to do it at the beginning, so.
Should we just, like, cut something in? Like, I feel like this should go in the beginning just so the sponsor, like, is happy.
Okay. How about this? Here's a word from our sponsors.
Have you ever wondered what so-called family films will scar your kids forever?
Putting 4 and 5 year olds in front of this movie, it's like, if they didn't know what death was before this, they're going to know it after it.
They're going to know it after it, and they're going to be freaking terrified.
And they're going to be questioning you.
Yeah.
Or do you have the slight suspicion that your loved one has a cold, dead heart?
Yeah, The Dark Knight has got like all the orphans, and like, oh no, we're going to die. They did not build up those orphans at all. In my head, it's like, kill them.
Then look no further. The His Film Her Movie podcast is the show for you. It's the movie podcast that celebrates the contrasting cinematic tastes of its hosts. So join Jordan and Lauren every week on their unique journey through the land of the silver screen. So if you're looking for a few laughs, some fun film-related chat, then get involved. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I'm saying this is BYOB.
The BYOB is Neo.
This is John.